Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is John Batchelor speaking with Ben and Ben Talablu, Senior Fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, about the Islamic Republic of Iran, much in the news these last days. But the news is about a bomb in a memorial in Iran, probably planted by ISIS, that is the assertion, or a targeted killing in Beirut against a man named Al-Ruri of Hamas, who was a liaison with Iran, or even a conversation about Iran and the Houthis. All of that is part of the Islamic Republic of Iran's bad acting in the region. However, here I speak to Benham about something that is new. Moscow seeking missiles, ballistic missiles, manufactured in Iran to be used, we presume, against Kyiv. The news is that Iran is ready to deal, is negotiating with Russia about the price. They are the members of the Axis of Resistance. Russia is already purchasing ammunition and missiles from North Korea, so Iran is next. Iran getting into the Iraq war in an unexpected fashion. Again, what is the point of maintaining Iran as subject of the so-called Iran deal by the administration? It's an open question. Here's Benham to explain. Benham Bentalibu, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Iran ready to sell missiles to Moscow.
You know, there's a Wall Street Journal story today that is reminding both Iran watchers, Russia watchers, Ukraine watchers, what have you, that the Iran-Russia missile deal is still on the table. Last August, for the first time ever, Iran participated in a military expo in Moscow. And for the first time ever, it showcased a close-range ballistic missile there. In September, the Russian defense minister came to Iran, saw that same close-range ballistic missile again. In my view, this is going to be ammunition Tehran is intent on providing Russia. And the force that is midwifing this, or has already midwifed this, in my view, is the West's irresolution towards both Iran and Russia, letting the provisions in the UN Security Council Resolution 2231 that formerly were permanent in the past and then were subject to an 8-year time ban lapse. Essentially legalizing Iran's missile trade, import and export. And in essence, I think the Iranians are looking to slip one by the goalie here, while the world is looking at the Middle East to empower its partner in Eurasia to continue its war against Ukraine. So in essence, you already have stories talking about North Korean artillery. You have newer stories talking about North Korean ballistic missiles in the hands of the Russians. We already know there's Iranian drones there. We know there's some Iranian artillery there. We may soon wake up one day and see Iranian ballistic missiles in the hands of Vladimir Putin, which again is a different range fan, a different threat to the Europeans, who just a few days ago laughed at the idea of Iran even exporting these systems.
More of this later. Thank you.